All aboard! This train's moving, and it's moving fast. And get ready. You're listening to episode 197 of the Dan and Cody Podcast.
This is the Dan and Cody Podcast.
This is it. Right here, Cody. You put on those headphones, and you go to work.
Why are you yelling?
This is where our message is heard.
It's time to get hyped. Say it with me.
What are we saying?
Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody.
Meet Dan and Cody Podcast.
Dan and Cody Podcast.
Dan and Cody Podcast.
Get some.
Dan and Cody Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2020, Danny.
2020. Oh, it's a beautiful day.
It's a great day, man.
Welcome back, man.
You too, buddy. Welcome back. Welcome back from the holidays.
Thank you, sir.
You got a tan.
Do I?
Yeah, man. You went from like dark to darker.
I always got a tan.
Yeah, well, it's like an olive tan, you know.
Is it really? I was heavy sunscreen up there.
Well, that sun's real powerful in the Caymans.
I don't play around anymore. I wear 50.
Well, just for those that don't know, Dan was in the Cayman Islands during the holidays.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you experienced the island life, Dan.
I was living that good.
You came back. What's interesting is Dan has those like beaded dreads on his beard right now.
The Jack Sparrows,
you know, like what Michael Scott did in The Office when he's like comes back from Jamaica.
And I'm just wearing like leather coats, drinking rum all day.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd look good doing those
things. Where's the rum gone?
Well, what do I do? I got nothing. Well, welcome back, man. How you feeling?
Thanks, dude. I feel good.
You feel refreshed, energized?
Yeah, man. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, you know, it's unfortunate. The holidays, my wife and I, we were planning on driving to Idaho.
Right.
And, you know, because of the babe, everybody in Idaho had the flu. Like my brother had the flu. His daughter had this flu. My mom had the flu.
Mm.
And he's too young to get the vaccine. And none of them got vaccinated. So we chose to stay in LA for Christmas.
Weak genes, man.
You know, we just didn't want to get him sick. And it's like, why would we drive 12, 13 hours and then not get the opportunity to spend time with them? So,
right.
We stayed, and it was a nice kind of like comfortable holiday.
You had an impromptu home Christmas.
Yep, we didn't have a Christmas tree up. It was like a normal Wednesday at the Frederick household.
Awful. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, well, you know, we're terrible people.
Why? You needed to at least put up a tree, man.
No, man.
You have a fake tree.
Yeah, we do. It's in a box.
You could have easily just thrown it up.
Yeah. So I see that you got a new toy for Christmas.
Yeah.
What's the story behind this guy?
No, this was a train whistle from Flynn's birthday party.
Oh, okay. Which was like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, Moxie just fucks with me all the time and blows it in my face. So recap last podcast, long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I wasn't on it.
You weren't on it.
So what happened?
Had Densmore.
Oh, that's right. Johnny
Densmore.
That's
right. Yeah, Steadicam operator for Nat Geo, NFL Network, all kinds of stuff. Two-time Emmy winner.
Ooh.
We talked about our favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I listened to that. That was good. You threw some fucking shade my way. You used the word passionate to cover up that you just think I'm a crazy person.
I called you a passionate perfectionist.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, sure it is, man. I was cussing at the radio. My wife looked at me and she just spit right in my face.
Would you rather be a lackadaisical screw up? Would you rather me call you that?
I mean, I think you'd be being honest.
No, man.
No, I'm kidding. John's a good dude.
Great guy.
What were any interesting topics that I'm not thinking of that you guys really hit on? I know you talked about Christmas movies quite a bit.
We talked about the coach who took his team to Hooters after their first loss.
Oh, by the way, you're wrong.
You think that's bad?
No, you said it was bad.
I did not say it was bad.
I said, yes, you did.
No, I said I did not have a problem with it. Unless he was using school money.
So what if he's using school money? It's like going, no. This,
me and him both said it was cool.
It's cool.
We didn't have a problem with it.
No, you did.
No, I did not.
Brother.
Unless it had
school
money. So
what if it had school money? What? So the whole thing was this teacher, did he get fired?
No.
I don't think so.
The article said he was disciplined.
He was disciplined because he took his team to go to Hooters.
After they lost.
So I mean, unless it's what?
If it was in the budget to like take the team to dinner or whatever,
right?
Hooters, fine. Yeah. I said fine.
So, but like to be Hooters isn't a big deal. Hooters is not an inappropriate place to take anybody.
Yeah, I even said on that podcast, they probably see more in school.
Yeah,
girls dressed crazy.
Yeah.
Than over at Hooters.
Yeah.
Not an issue. And then we talked about Jay-Z stealing that person's phone at the party that was filming Beyonce.
Right.
And he like snatched the phone and was like, don't film my girl.
Right.
At Diddy's birthday.
Right.
It's like, Jay, like, you're not used to that by now? Come on,
we're
man.
We're at a party. We shouldn't have to deal with that. No, man, that's where you're actually going to deal with it. Yeah. If somebody comes in your living room and starts filming her, then it's an issue.
Right. And then we talked about the champion of the week. Aleem Chaudhry, who responded to over 400 letters to Santa.
Right.
Because they put up some like fake, like just like ornament.
Right.
Like lawn ornament that was a mailbox to Santa.
Yeah.
And people just started putting shit in there. And he's like, well, someone's got to answer these.
You know, that story is very familiar to me. I had read an article about school shooters.
Oh, did you?
So connected. But there is a guy that would build crosses and he'd go to the location of where the school shootings took place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell me this?
No.
And he'd build all these crosses and then he'd go to the location of where the school shooting was. And for every victim, he'd put a cross in the lawn.
Wow.
It's gotten so bad he can't keep up and he's exhausted.
Right.
So he said it would take him like 3-4 hours to build one cross.
Really?
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, you got to go to a school every other week.
Yeah.
Some asshole mows down like 50 kids.
Which to relate is a lot like somebody deciding to take up answering Santa
right
Claus letters.
Letters to Santa. Yeah. It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
So if you think any of those topics are interesting, go back, listen to 196.
Yeah.
It was our last podcast of the year.
It was our last podcast of the year. And if you have thoughts or feelings or emotions and you guys want to have a little input, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Slide into our DMs on Instagram. Leave us a voicemail.
Slip and slide in those DMs. I want you to fall face first and slide into that direct message.
And then we'll throw it on the cast.
We'll put it on there.
And we'll have a conversation with you indirectly.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good. You were gone. And you and I were apart because I drove to Chicago.
We were so apart.
I drove to Chicago and then I came back to town. And did we see each other on that weekend before Christmas?
Don't think so.
No, we didn't see each other. I think we may have saw each other Saturday. Yeah, because we went to Cece's.
Chi-Chi's.
Yeah. We went to Chi-Chi's Pizza.
Right, because we saw the lights.
And we went and saw the lights in Santa Clarita. There's this place in Santa Clarita.
Great place, great time. I had to poop, which was an issue. Mm. And, guys, this place was amazing. It's a street in
loaded
Santa Clarita.
Lights.
The entire street. I'm not talking about just a couple houses put up a bunch of lights. No, this is like in unison, a neighborhood has decked out the entire house, all the houses. They're all connected with lights that are above your head.
Yes.
There are police traffic.
What is this neighborhood called?
It was called Wonderland. Shit.
Santa Clarita Wonderland or something like that. You can actually, it's on Google Maps. You can look it up and you can see it, but it's just, you know, the whole street gets together, and then they must work and help each other out to turn this street into this crazy place. I can't imagine living there because there's no way you drive into that onto that street.
Wakefield Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. Yeah. check it out online and see some of the photos because it's pretty unreal.
I thought that would get Cody into the holiday cheer. Didn't.
No, it didn't. It didn't at all. But no big deal. But aside from that, you were leaving, and I was like, man, I just want Dan to know that I'm thinking about him. And I had come across this incredible piece of technology.
Yeah.
It's called the Bond Touch.
The Bond Touch.
Have you heard of this?
No. So, do I want to?
So it is a bracelet that you wear that you link up to your phone.
What?
So you get two of them, and I give you one. And what you would do is every time I wanted you to know that I'm thinking about you, I go ahead and rub the bracelet. And then
this is preposterous.
And then you would get a vibrate on your end wherever you are. So then you would know that I'd be thinking about you. And then you could then respond with a nice little rub. And then I would get a vibrate on my end to know that you would be responding back to me.
That's so sweet. That is really sweet.
You know, I think this is a helpful tool.
It's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
No.
It's not like fluid spits out of it.
This thing will get abused. Because your ass wakes up at like 4 a.m. I'm not saying I'm first thing on your mind.
You're in the Caymans, buddy.
If you wanted to mess with me, you could do a little rub-a-dub at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And
so
then
what,
I get
man?
One.
You would. You'd get one. But it, like when you were gone, I could have just done that and you would have been like, oh, Cody's thinking about me.
This sounds like they have these like controlled like sexual eggs.
What?
That you like, that a girl would wear, right?
She wears a sexual egg?
In like her undergarments.
Okay.
And then her partner or whomever is on the other end has an app.
Okay.
And can like flick that bad boy on whenever they want.
What?
Yeah, that's a thing.
I mean, I don't want you to wear that. I was just thinking of a bracelet.
Right, but who knows where that bracelet is on me?
What?
I'm just saying.
See, now you're the one abusing it.
I'm just saying. This idea has been sexualized already.
I mean, it's thought enough as a reality that somebody said, I'm going to put money behind it.
Yeah.
And sell it. And they have. It's $100 for two bracelets.
$100?
You download the app. You give the bracelet to your partner. And then whenever you want, you do it. It's waterproof. The battery lasts for 4 days. It's compatible with iPhones and Androids. And you can change out the bands to make it more accessible. It is not the prettiest looking thing, though. It's kind of ugly.
I don't get it. Like, after the first rub, it's like, oh, they're thinking about me.
Well,
why wouldn't you just send a text? Hey, man.
So. Well, if I'm wearing this thing, instead of me sending you a text, you're just like, hey, man, I'm just thinking about you.
And like, it would be cool if it could like, if there was like levels of sensitivity.
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to control that.
Like if
and
I
it's
hit
supposed
it.
To mimic your partner's touch. I don't know how it does that, but. I don't know. I mean,
it's so weird.
If you and Jenny lived apart, would you do this?
No.
Really?
Fuck no. Hell no.
Why?
It's stupid.
Why?
I would just call her or like send a text message.
But
and
it's
be
not
like,
the same.
I'm thinking about
like
you.
Physical interaction's important to a relationship.
This physical is a vibration that can be mimicked by a phone pager.
Yes, but, you know, your phone isn't on your wrist. I guess it could be if you have an iPhone.
Phone's in your pocket.
If you have an iWatch, does your iWatch vibrate?
This,
when you get a call, like a do you get a nice, yeah. good vibrate?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe a text message is a smart move.
Yeah. It'll just,
I mean, that's the only real competitor that this thing has.
Nothing says I love you like,
oh, it looks like you're about to get in the shower and yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, it's a little interesting, but
$100?
$100 for two.
That's gotta come down. Why would you buy one? You gotta buy two.
You know what I'd do? I'd buy the pair, and then I'd wear one on each wrist.
You should buy one and leave a note in public somewhere with the other one.
Oh wow, that's kind of cool.
It's like a stranger touch.
Stranger touch. Download this app. And whenever I'm thinking about you and I don't know you, I'm just going to go ahead and rub this.
Yeah, and then we'll meet in 5 years.
Ooh, I like...
Fuck.
Well, it could get that aggressive if you wanted it to.
It'll be like, what's that movie with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves?
Speed.
The other one. The Lake House.
Sandra Bullock was in another movie with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, and they were in love, but like they were in love... in the future, in different times.
What does that mean?
I remember it's weird. Like, she was like, oh, it's raining here and it sucks at my bus stop. And then he's in the past, so he planted a tree.
To protect her?
Yeah, he planted a tree where, like, her bus stop was in the... Because they were using this mailbox or something to, like, write letters back and forth.
Right.
But the mailbox... was actually a time portal. It's fucking weird. Like, I want to watch this again. And like, yeah, like she was like complaining about like how her bus stop is always like...
Is it funny that it's a bus stop?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. It might be a bus stop. It might not be. But
I mean, that's a, you know, she's a bus. Well, she wasn't a bus driver, but...
And then, but then like she gets the letter like 20 years later and Keanu, it's like, I hope you enjoy the tree. And like, she's just like, oh yeah, the tree is here now. Weird.
It wasn't here yesterday?
I planted it yesterday. And then it just arrived back then. And then like the whole movie, they don't realize it. But like, there's like a time, they're living at the same house. That's what it was.
That's creepy.
I think it's the lake house.
So the house is what connects them?
The mailbox.
The mailbox at the house is what connects them.
Yeah. Yes, it is the lake house.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll have to check this out, man. This sounds far out.
Oh, it's amazing. Fantasy romance about a relationship that forms between an architect and the doctor and
Why do they have to be doctors and architects and lawyers and engineers? Whatever happened to the customer service agent? You know, what about somebody that like works at a fast food restaurant? Why do they have to have these high profile gigs?
I got an ice cream truck.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I actually get paid hourly to drive this ice cream truck. You telling me I can't find love either?
Why can't
either?
They have love at a mailbox?
Exactly.
That's a time portal.
Exactly.
All right. A lonely doctor who once occupied an unusual lakeside house begins exchanging love letters with its former resident, a frustrated architect. They must try to unravel the mystery behind their extraordinary romance before it's too late.
You know, a new version of this would be these bond touches.
Yeah.
The architect guy buys them for his former wife. She dies in some terrible car accident, and he's got the two bands there, but he said, I'm going to always wear this.
Hey, Sandra, wear this bracelet.
And he's able to touch her through time.
Yeah,
the time bond touch,
but the
TBT,
the touch is actually what caused like the accident to kill her. Yeah, what if you're fucking around with this bracelet and I like get spooked and I drop Moxie fall?
When do you carry Moxie?
I carry her a lot.
You shouldn't.
Physical?
She's a girl. She can pick you up at this point.
I won't. You know why? I'm ruined by that. Ruined.
What?
Someone told me like that at one point in your life, there's a time where you put your kid down and you never pick them back up.
Yes.
Fuck that.
What are you saying?
Like at some point, you were holding your kid and you set them on the ground and you never picked them up again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's part of growing up.
Can't let it happen.
Do you want your dad to pick you up?
I'm going to pick Moxie up when she's 30. I mean, how you doing, kiddo?
Okay, all right.
What's happening?
She wears her bond touch. Oh, dad's thinking about me.
Hang on, I got to go to dad's. He's going to pick me up again.
Oh, geez. Anyway, all right, well, that's cool.
I want to tell you about a company called JC Room Blocks. Do you have 10 or more out-of-town guests coming to an event near you? Maybe you have a bris, a wedding, a family reunion, a science convention. Maybe some friends are coming in town and they just want to get drunk in one place. Or your mom's coming into town and she's got 10 brothers and sisters and they need a room so they can all come over to your house and have a bagel. Well, I have the answer for you. JC Room Blocks, they research hotels in the area that you need the rooms. So if you're in San Diego, they're going to find those rooms. They're going to put them together for you. Oh, what? You need to be in Boston for a little bit? No big deal. Go over to Boston and hang out with your Boston friends. You got 10 or 15 of them and you need a room? Fucking Boston. That's what you're going to do. Since they're certified travel agents, they can get you the lowest possible rates. On top of discounted rates, they can also negotiate highly discounted bridal suites, shuttle service, and food and beverage functions. If you mention the Dan and Cody podcast, that's us, they'll waive their fee. That means you don't pay anything. Okay? Check them out, jcroomblocks.com. I'm going to repeat that, jcroomblocks.com. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter and Instagram. Follow them, check them out, get all their rooms!
Cody, my friend.
Hey.
As we all know, it was New Year's Eve recently.
It was New Year's Eve.
Right. We're here in 2020.
Yeah.
I stumbled upon an article about a one Gabrielle Union, who is married to
Dwayne Wade.
D. Wade.
Yeah.
She on New Year's Eve, she went to a party and she responsibly had a night out and took an Uber home. And she got home and the Uber driver said, can I use your bathroom? And she said, sure. You can use my bathroom.
No.
Yeah. The Uber driver went into Gabrielle Union's home, went to the bathroom, and he was in there for more than one could imagine a urine would take, you know?
Okay.
So, Gabrielle Union... on December 31st, tweets this, trying to be responsible and use Uber, and our driver asked to use our bathroom. 15 to 20 minutes later, throw up face, dude dropped a deuce. I'm pleased we clearly have a home and available reading material that screams, come in. Get comfortable and drop the kids off at the pool. Welcome to 2020, folks. Poop emoji, smile emoji. What do you think about this?
I mean, I don't think she should have said it was okay in the first place.
Yeah.
I would have probably said no. I get that she's just being polite and he asked, but I think my concern more than anything is she's Gabrielle Union. It's another thing if it's you or me.
Yeah.
Is she by herself?
I'm not sure. In the tweet she says our driver.
Okay, so.
So she's with
Dwayne.
Someone.
She's with Dwayne.
You think she's with Dwayne?
I think she's with Dwayne.
I think she's with Dwayne too. This infuriates me.
Why?
As me being an Uber driver back in the day helps, but I am team Uber driver in this one. I think Gabrielle Union's tweet to put this guy on blast for taking a dump.
Nobody knows who the guy is. Did she say who the name is?
Well, she doesn't tag Uber in the tweet.
No, who cares?
But now it's news. What if Uber just goes to Gabrielle Union's account, figures out who the driver is and axes him for inappropriate behavior or conduct detrimental to the company. I'm sure.
Well, they can't.
I'm sure they could.
No,
I'm sure there's T&Cs.
I don't think they can.
Well, all Uber drivers are private contractors.
That's why. Yeah, exactly.
But
so like once the ride's over,
He's off the clock.
He can do whatever he wants. And if he asks her,
well,
here's the problem with this. If you can stop somebody from saying, "Hey, I want to use your bathroom," what's to stop somebody from saying, "Hey, man, here's my business card. Let's talk and let's get together about something."
Okay. I'm going to throw this one out there for you.
Okay.
Let's say this guy drops Gabrielle Union off at her house.
Yeah.
Ends the trip.
Yeah.
She gives him 5 stars.
Yeah.
He gets out of the car.
Uh-huh.
She gets out of the car, and he punches her in the face. He's not going to be an Uber driver anymore.
There's no assault. Like, assault's a whole other ballgame.
Well, I'm saying, like, it doesn't just matter that, like, he ended the trip, so he doesn't work for Uber
anymore. But he's not, like, physically assaulting her. He's asked her if he could use the bathroom. It's not like, now, you know where he would get fired?
What?
If he pulls up, gets out, she rates him 5-star, he gets out and shits on her front porch. Done.
That's fired.
That's fired, man. Yeah, like, I get it. Your conduct is detrimental to our business. Yeah. Now this, where he asks, "May I use your restroom? You live up in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
For me to get down to a gas station is going to be 20 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, from a guy who has irritable bowels, and you know, when I gotta go, I gotta go.
Sure.
I've done long Uber rides, Uber trips where there isn't a bathroom available, mm-hmm. and I gotta find a side street mm-hmm. to take a leak in.
Yeah.
Or like a gross Del Taco to drop a deuce in. Like, when you're Uber driving, you're out there for, I don't know, 8 hours, 10 hours, mm-hmm. 5 hours. You're gonna have to use the restroom.
Yeah, it's true.
I think Gabrielle Union is really fucked up for doing this. Because
I think she's like, I'm not going to fault her for, you know, feeling like she's doing the right thing. And she's trying to present herself in a good light to some stranger.
How oblivious. Look, if someone asks, if someone's like, "Can I use the bathroom?" And you say yes, you give them the keys to either pee or poop.
Absolutely. I don't,
she's shocked the guy's taking a, like, using the bathroom after asking to please use the bathroom. I think it's screwed up. Totally.
Do you think it's screwed up that she put him on blast?
Yeah. With the throw up face emoji.
She probably shouldn't have let him in the first place.
Right.
But putting him on blast is probably not the right move.
I'm sure it sucks. It's not fun for, like, "Oh, God damn it. Now this stranger is taking a shit in my bathroom."
Right.
It's been 15 minutes.
Right.
That's a long dump.
Did you?
15 minutes?
It's too long.
It's too long for a stranger on New Year's Eve.
It's too long in somebody's private.
Yeah.
Bathroom. Like,
I will see
if I'm in Gabrielle Union's house and I ask her if I can use the restroom and I do need to do that.
You gonna knock on the door?
I'm just gonna be like, I'm in and out.
Yeah.
I'm in and out fast. I had do you remember that situation I was in where I was on the train in Chicago?
Yes.
And the guy's like, "Can I use your phone?" And he was like, used it for way too fucking long.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Okay, yeah, man. Buddy. Okay, I need my phone, man. I need my phone."
Yeah. I can't believe you let him have it. But even then, you let that man get on your phone,
yeah,
and you allowed him to, like, have a conversation.
I did.
He's doing what he asked you to do
in the first place, and that's why it's like, how upset can I be,
right,
if I greenlit it and knowing that, you know?
Yeah, you don't know how long the call. I would have been like, "How long's the call?"
Right.
Or like, if I have a problem, like, is it number one or is it number two?
You would have asked that.
No, I would have just said no.
Right. I probably would have let them use the restroom. And
really?
I probably would have been okay with that. Especially if it's like, if it's an Uber driver,
mm-hmm.
they got like 4.8 and then they have 2,600 reviews. Yeah. I probably would have been like, okay. If it's an Uber driver and it's like 5 reviews and maybe there are 4 or 5, I'd be like questioning it because, you know, and it obviously sounds like she had somebody with her.
Yeah.
She putting him on blast probably isn't fair. But at the same time, the etiquette from this guy's end is, buddy, you got to get in and out. This isn't a public restroom.
Yeah. After 10 minutes, yeah, I'm like,
you're not at a Chuck E.
Hey, man, you good?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and we don't know all the variables. Like, was the car ride completely silent? And then,
yeah,
can I use your bathroom?
Right.
Or like, were they having a laugh on New Year's Eve? Like, chit-chatting and like, how long you been Uber driving?
Yeah,
and
they
like,
could have had some kind of connection, right? And yeah. Look, can I use the restroom? And then it became this weird, weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
And then the flip side, if she doesn't let this guy use the bathroom, is the tweet flipped where the Uber driver's like, Gabrielle Union's a fucking bitch. She wouldn't let me take a dump in her.
Well,
in her
I
house.
Think that's the thing. If she had somebody with her, she didn't want to come across as somebody that was rude or not, she didn't want the reputation.
Here's an update. Uber responded to the tweet and they said, that definitely should not be happening at Gabrielle Union. Send us a DM with your email address or phone number so our team can follow up with you.
They're firing him.
They're fucking firing this guy. She got this guy fired. Or girl.
Wow.
Probably a guy. It's unclear if Gabrielle replied to Uber's request for more information. Honestly, and then the article goes in, we've always pegged Gabrielle as a hospitable hostess. But we are sure she never expected her Uber driver to kickstart her new year by christening her family.
He's canned. Abode. I don't think canning him's the right move.
He's gone, man.
He's done.
Yo, when you're driving that long, you got to go. You got to go. I'm sure she was very nice to him. And he was like, hey, I'm sorry. Can I use your bathroom? I've been there.
He's still got Lyft. He's got an option. He's got an option, but.
This guy lost his job.
Thanks, Gabrielle Union.
And that was, Uber tweeted her back on January 2nd.
Last night, I saw you. You came over. We had a nice little celebration for Madeline's.
Happy birthday, Maddie. We love you.
Madeline's birthday's tomorrow. My lovely wife is turning five. And we're going to have a nice little, her and I, I'll probably order an Indian food.
Ooh.
And
A little curry. Having a curry night?
If that's what she wants, it's actually up to her. She probably wants me to make her dinner, so I got to make her dinner.
Right.
I'm excited for it, as you can tell. But I'm excited. It's always great to be able to have another year with the people you care about. Anyway, you were over, and I said, I heard this NPR story that was on, and it was about this person who makes custom perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things she requests from her clients is that you describe how you want your perfume or cologne to smell. What do you want it to do? How do you want it to transform you? What do you want it to smell like?
Right.
So people would say things like, I want it to be like a morning rain has just finished and I was able to put on my hat and tamp down my boots. And that's what I want it to smell like. So people will do these weird, crazy descriptions as to what they want their cologne to smell like.
Yeah.
So I asked you yesterday, Dan, you need to think about this, man. You got a cologne?
What are some of the examples on there?
Well, I mean,
that the people.
It was an audio one. I don't have the list of.
But these were intricate.
They were like, you got to describe, like one of the people had said something along the lines of, I want to smell like Julia Roberts in a wet leather jacket. She just got out of the rain. It always has something to do with rain.
Right.
And she just decides to throw her leg, sit in a couch and throw her leg over the arm. Okay.
Cool.
So, you know, stuff like that.
All right.
You got a good one?
I think I'm there.
Okay.
I think I'm there.
So you've danced out a day to prep this. What do you got?
I want to smell like Vin Diesel.
Oh, my God.
Just finished, like, working on, like, the inside of a car hood.
Vin Diesel just started, he just finished working on the inside of a car hood?
He cranked, like, a wrench and, like, tightened something.
Okay.
So the motion of that, like, giving off a scent, plus him chewing spearmint gum.
So you're telling me you just want to smell like Vin Diesel.
Working. Yeah. With chewed spearmint gum.
So B.O. and spearmint gun.
Not B.O. Okay. Just work.
Working in a shop.
Like, you know, like he's, well, like, let's, I mean, more explanation. He's probably wearing something.
So now, okay.
And
so,
then like lotion. Like, you know, when someone walks past you, you get a little.
So this is how you would describe the scent to you.
I'm making like a motion of like cranking.
Yeah.
That, whatever that motion gives you.
Yeah.
That smell.
Okay.
Spearmint gum being chewed.
So that's an interesting environment you've just created. It's a, yeah. it's a shop.
In a garage.
Working in a car.
Yeah.
Man working on a car. Bald man working on a car.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, a overly macho man working on a car.
He's probably wearing like Axe body spray.
Okay, so a is little that bit of covering that. All of his smell?
A little bit of that.
So if you were the person making the cologne,
mm-hmm.
what notes would you say would be smell? You'd be able to smell? Is this like evergreen? Obviously, spearmint is a part of this.
Some, yeah, they're probably just like, okay, spearmint, Jergens lotion, and
Jergens lotion, Axe body spray.
Yeah, drop a like Phoenix Axe.
Okay,
mix it up, package it down.
Okay, that's good.
What about you?
I've been thinking about this, and it's tough for me because I really wanted to give you like a truly serious cologne if I was to design it myself.
Mm.
And I thought, well, maybe what I want is like a bone dry shovel.
Ooh.
That has
metal?
Yeah.
Wood handle?
Wooden handle, old school bone dry shovel. It's okay. Used though. Like you can tell time has like this has been this shovel has been somebody's partner.
It's weathered,
but it's also like very, you know, it's a shovel, you know, somebody's used many times. They've built fence after fence after fence with it, right?
It's broken ground.
Exactly.
There's chips.
Chips of the wood of the handle coming off. You got a little bit of splinters going into the hands, right?
Yeah.
But it's bone dry.
Okay.
Bone dry.
It smells like metal.
That's right. And, it can't be spicy. I don't like spice.
No spice.
So I guess the way to describe something that isn't spicy would have to be like smooth, like a bone dry shovel that when it cuts into the ground, there's a smooth, fluid, like break through the dirt to where it's almost that whoosh, noise that you hear when you hear a shovel going to the ground, it's almost like it just doesn't even exist.
Ooh.
Just whoo, that is what I want to smell like.
That's your smell.
That's my smell.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Right?
Metal's bone dry shovel.
Metal bone dry used.
And like the cologne bottle could be a shovel.
No.
No?
I wouldn't let that happen. No.
I used to wear a... But nah, it's too expensive. Jean-Paul Gaultier. It's like a sweet.
Jean-Paul Gaultier. Oh my god! I just started typing it into
the.
Oh my gosh! You wore that cologne.
The bottle was like a male torso.
Body.
That shit smells good, dude. That shit smells real good.
That's funny. That's really funny. I mean, when I was in high school,
it's almost a unisex kind of scent. It's very. I mean, it could be both.
He is French.
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Have you ever felt wetness? Jean-Paul Gaultier. No, though, man, that's great, man.
Smell like a torso.
Be like a man.
Be a torso.
That's all he says. Be a torso.
Be a torso.
Be a torso. That's the slogan.
My other one that I told you like immediately after you asked me that yesterday was, I want to smell like Idris Elba in a tuxedo, like kind of drunk.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Like he just took a shot of vodka.
Just one shot or he's had a couple?
He's had a couple.
Okay.
But he just had one more.
Okay, he just took his, okay. But he's had it, say he's feeling it.
Yeah, he's feeling it.
He's feeling it.
And and it's a brand new tux.
Yeah.
And like, what do you call it? Some sort of like, not cinnamon, but like okra.
Okra.
Yeah. And like wood.
Okra and wood.
Fucking okay. Oak.
Oak, not okra.
Yeah, not
it's
okra.
Very different. Okra yeah. is very different.
Oak.
Yeah. Like oak wood.
Yeah, and like yeah. maybe some pine and a little bit of like some sap.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd like be
Christmas tree. Yeah.
What kind of bottle would it be in, Dan? Would it be in a bottle that's shaped like a shovel?
It would be in a bottle. It'd be in a bottle shaped like Idris Elba in Cats.
Oh my God! Terrible, terrible. Well, it's kind of nuts. I mean, I used to wear colognes when I was in like much younger. I used to wear colognes up for a long time until I got married, and then I kind of cut back. I don't wear a lot of cologne now.
Yeah,
but it's just
I like cologne,
and I would prefer somebody smell like cologne than smell like garbage.
Yeah,
and BO gets me, man. If I get a whiff of it, I'm just like, no, not interested.
My shower gels. I'm a male loofah guy and a body wash.
Yeah, of course, me too.
Person.
Yeah, I think most men have moved over to that, especially men that are younger than 40.
Yeah.
Who uses a bar of soap?
I do.
If that's the only option.
I have bars of soap as a fallback.
It's a fallback. It's a safety net.
When I'm
nobody
out of my,
uses bars of soap anymore. It's not 1970. Yeah.
But my go-to bar of soap is Irish Spring Moisture Blast.
Oh wow.
The blue bar.
The blue bar. Yeah, that's a good bar of soap.
It's a good bar of soap.
If you buy soaps, bars of soap are actually cheaper than the loofah stuff.
Than the body wash?
Yeah.
You never know how much to use of the body wash.
Body wash is a scam, man.
How much do you put on the thing? Do you reapply?
I don't reapply. I do the one squeeze.
Gloop it on.
However much, no, I don't gloop it.
You don't gloop?
I'm pretty conservative with them.
Because how many sprays?
Because I got to be honest, Old Spice, they got the corner market on this thing. And they're charging $6, $7 a bottle for this stuff.
How many seconds of a spray are you doing?
I got a little dibble.
Could you fill a shot glass with it?
No.
Oh.
No way.
I'm probably doing like half a shot glass.
I could probably say I'm a quarter of a shot glass. A lot goes a
lot. That's a lot.
A little goes a long way. Because once the loof is all jazzed up and you got all the fluids in there, it's just like... It's supposed to be like what do you call it? Like Dove body. It's not Dove, but like
concentrate.
No. What is the stuff that's Dawn?
Dawn.
You're basically donning your body. You're basically an oil covered bird, and they've brought you in, and they need to get all the oil off you. And the only way to get this black oil off you is to do a couple squirts of Dawn and clean you up.
What's your soap? What's your wash?
Whatever's cheapest.
Really? You're not brand loyal.
No, of course not.
Whatever's cheapest?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, as long as it smells okay.
You're getting like...
Dude, there's the gain... It's a scam, man. It's a scam.
You don't have one that you're like, I like that smell. That's the smell I want to be.
You know, I did recently come across a deodorant from Old Spice that I really, really appreciate.
Swagger?
No. Swagger. Do I look douchey to you? Do I wear Affliction t-shirts?
I have Old Spice Swagger.
I bet you do.
Deodorant. Smells great. I get compliments.
Yeah, of course. You know what it smells like? It smells like Vin Diesel turning a wrench in a garage. No, the
right.
Old Spice one that I just recently did, because I don't do antiperspirants. We've had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do antiperspirants, but I got, it's called Wilderness with Lavender.
Wilderness with Lavender.
Yes. Amazing. And I do like Fiji.
Wilderness with Lavender. You know what?
What?
They're, that's the Old Spice one?
It's an Old Spice one. But to be honest, man, I only do deodorants. I don't like antiperspirants. And deodorants are like, it's hard for me to pay $6 for deodorant. it's just one of those things where I'm just like, I know what you do and you're not worth $6. Who do you think you are, Old Spice?
You monsters.
They are. Procter and Gamble, pieces of garbage.
I will not do a white deodorant.
I won't do white. No.
Who the fuck made that?
Like, it's the same people. You know who does, you know who used that? The people that use a bar of soap.
Jerks made that.
What are you doing?
They screw up your clothes. I can't put a shirt on.
Let's be honest.
White
deodorant was around before clear deodorant, Dan. It's the realities.
But how did anyone walk around without fucking pieces of deodorant on the outside of their shirt?
I don't know.
Back in the day.
They didn't.
They always had it.
They always had it, man. It
sucks. I'm a gel guy.
Yeah. It's too bad. But...
Susan White, my mother-in-law, God bless her. She there was this Bath and Body Works man body wash.
Okay.
It's called Twilight Woods.
Twilight Woods.
It's like the picture on it, it's like dark. It's a dark like trees.
Okay.
It's a very like lavender color.
Sounds really nice.
I'll bring some down. They made a lotion and a body wash. Both discontinued. Susan White still gets me one every Christmas. I'm convinced she's got a
connection.
Because I told her one year, I was like, this is everything. I love this stuff. So I think she's got a stockpile. Oh, and she's just slow dripping them.
Out to you. That's nice.
But like, you can't get them anymore. Twilight Woods from Bath and Body Works.
All right. Well, that's good.
That's why I'm like, maybe this what was yours? Dark Wilderness?
Yeah.
Twilight Woods?
Well, yeah. It was called Wilderness. It was called Wilderness with Lavender.
Oh, Wilderness with Lavender.
Yeah, yeah. But what we want to hear, guys, drop into our DMs. We want to hear how would you describe your cologne or perfume? Let us know. Send us a message. Give us a quick message, and we'll throw it up on next week's podcast. We want to hear what you would name your cologne. I think it's time for this week's Champion of the Week.
The Champion of the Week. Yeah.
Lay it on me.
So
who's going to be for 2019?
So
2020.
2020 off the kicker. I'm stealing this from our guy Seth Myers.
Ooh.
So and I am also stealing it from my boy Mayron Torgoli, who sent this to me.
Ooh.
But he basically sent me this. He's like, here's a little Dan and Cody fodder champion of the week for you.
Okay.
So I go in and I watch this video, and it is about this 73-year-old woman that's a bodybuilder.
A 73-year-old woman who's a bodybuilder.
Yeah, she like works out all the time. She's old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's working out. She actually looks older than 73. She actually might be older than 73.
Really?
Yeah, like it's insane. Anyway, guy breaks into her house, and she beats the shit out of him.
Say what?
Yeah, she beats the shit out of this guy, and he...
Good.
He in turn, like... She's like, he just came to the wrong house. He broke into the wrong house. And it's just amazing. Hold on one second here. Let's see if I've got it. Oh, she's 82 years old. I'm sorry.
82?
82 years old. So I feel kind of bad that...
And she's dealing out knuckle sandwiches like
she's
that?
She's just like, she doesn't care. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a little bit of this, okay? That way you guys can kind of hear.
Broke into Willie's house recently and Willie beat him up. All right, fine. That's what you would expect a bodybuilder to do. But what if I told you Willie Murphy is 82 years old? And what if I told you Willie Murphy is a woman? And what if I told you, this brings us to a segment called The Kind of Story We Need Right Now.
So, just so those that don't ever watch it.
This is Willie Murphy.
Willie Murphy ended up being on the Today Show.
was about to go to bed one night when a man started pounding on her front door demanding to be let in. So she called 911. Uh-huh. But while she was waiting for the police to arrive, he broke down her door and barged in. What the man didn't realize, though, is that Willie Murphy works out. You're probably thinking, oh, that's cute. She does water aerobics. No, son. Willie Murphy lifts weights every day at the YMCA, and she can deadlift 225 pounds.
What?
225 pounds. That's me holding a microwave. According to USA Today, Willie can do one-handed pull-ups, one-handed push-ups, fingertip push-ups, and the push-ups where you put your fingers in a diamond formation and press your nose all the way to the floor.
She can do those.
So she's like super tough. She goes in, she beats the guy up. Anyway, she is essentially like a hero.
Wow.
And yeah, so she's our champion of the week. And actually,
if it's my time to go to hell, I'm taking him with me.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So yeah, yeah. So she's like, the last thing she says in this whole video is so
amazing.
A
very kind,
as you just heard,
Christian attitude.
I said to myself, if it's my time to go to hell, I'm taking him with me.
Mary.
Get some.
So that's our champion, man.
She was probably like, oh, fuck no, not today.
Yeah, she's exactly.
Not today.
She's like doing
my friend.
Diamond chest push-ups off of his face.
Never judge a book by its cover.
No, man.
Never.
Never. Never, never, never. But that's our champion, man.
Good. That's a great champion.
Way to go, Willie Murphy. You're an inspiration to us all. Thank you for showing us that age, it's just a number.
Yeah.
Dan, I think it's time for this week's
True Crime.
What do you got, man?
This one's from my hometown, Maryland.
Ooh, hometown Maryland.
And I'm not proud of this one. Not proud of this one.
Columbia?
We got a mass killer.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, a mass killer? You're bringing a mass killer to this? You get mad at me when I say somebody's frozen into an ice container.
2020 Siegel mass murderer.
Like a serial murderer?
He's on the loose.
Is he a serial killer? They don't know who it is?
He mass kills seagulls. Here's what he did. Driver lured seagulls with food before running over them. This man goes into parking lots. All right? He went to the Dollar General, bought a big old bag of popcorn, laid it out in the streets of this parking lot. Waited till a ton of seagulls came in to start eating them. And then he turns on his car and drives over them while they're eating the popcorn. This man, the cops responded to the Laurel Plaza shopping center. Laurel Plaza, like that's really close to where I grew up. And early Saturday, and they found at least 10 seagulls dead in a parking lot littered with feathers. They allege the suspect behind the Gull Massacre. That's what they're calling it.
The Gull Massacre. The 2020 Gull Massacre.
The Gull Massacre brought a bag of pre-popped popcorn at a Dollar Tree store and then used the treat to draw in the birds. This happened around 10:30 a.m. 10:30 a.m., this man had hate in his heart and drove over 10 fucking birds. A press conference is scheduled for Monday afternoon to announce a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in this case. We really want to get this person, Barnes said. Police officers will tell you animal cruelty cases like this often escalate into more serious crimes being committed. So we want to make an arrest and get this person the help they need, is true.
I mean, this guy didn't attach like... He used things to... It's kind of like throwing a stick of dynamite in the water.
This is how it starts. This is like the
Crocodile Dundee is a serial killer?
No. Crocodile Dundee is a fictional character in a movie.
But the means of the way he fishes is just like catching all these seagulls.
I don't give a shit about Crocodile Dundee. All I'm saying is Jenny watched a documentary the other day about a guy who was killing cats.
Yeah.
And he put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then they were like, all right, we'll try to find him, but fuck it, it's cats. And then he started doing the same shit to humans. This is a precursor. This guy will strike again, but he's going to be sprinkling out something else and running over them.
So that's his MO of how he's going to kill people.
They test it on little animals first, and then they work up to mass.
So instead run of over. So instead of like popcorn, it's going to be like a turkey dinner.
It's going to be like Nintendo Switches.
Oh, what? This is weird. This is a table out in the middle of this road, and look, there's a whole meal there for me.
He's like, oh man, there's like 20 Nintendo Switches over there.
Oh wow.
Let's go pick up all those Switches.
Do you see Alienware at CNET?
Yeah, they're coming out with a new...
They're coming out with a Windows-based Switch, basically.
Yeah.
Where you can play computer games.
Whatever, it's going to fail.
It probably isn't going to be like a Switch, but because it'll be much more expensive.
And those... Anyway. You fucking PC gamers. All right. I'm drawing a line in the sand. You PC gaming geeks, okay? PC's not all that. It's consoles. Consoles are real gamers. You PC guys with your pixels and your alts and your D's and your C's and those are the arrows and your accuracy with the mouse. Just go away.
Maybe you and I can play some. Maybe we can just get online together sometime and play some Call of Duty.
Let's do some Overwatch.
Just Call of Duty. Just call me up. Let's just play Call of Duty together.
I can't.
You should get on PlayStation.
I'm on PlayStation.
And we can do Call of Duty together. Maybe we can have some more friends.
Do you have PlayStation?
No.
What are you talking about?
Doesn't really matter.
So
kill those seagulls. If you start killing seagulls in mass, it means you're going to start killing people in mass. And if you start killing seagulls in mass with popcorn, with your car, luring people with popcorn, it means you're going to lure people with other foods into the street and drive over them.
Yeah. Silver lining, officer was able to rescue one injured bird from the scene.
Well,
the rest are dead.
It's too bad.
I fucking hate seagulls. I hate them.
Sounds like we may have our killer. Dan was gone for a period of time, and we can potentially trace his steps back to this area in Maryland.
Look at this picture they used.
I know they used a parking lot with what looks like Captain Crunch is in the parking lot. It doesn't even look like popcorn.
You see the feathers?
Yeah, the remains. There's no blood marks or anything. It's just some plucked feathers.
What a scene, though. Could you imagine? You like get out of your car to go to the Dollar Tree and you come out.
You want
to
see 20 dead birds?
There's 20 dead birds on the ground.
Go stand next to a windmill. Anyway, that's this week's
True Crime.
Well, man.
Well, I got one other question for you.
You got one question for me, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Shoot, man.
Last one, if you don't mind.
Sure. Shoot.
So I want to get your opinion on whether or not this is inappropriate or not. A teacher?
We're going to a teacher question again?
Yeah.
You always throw teacher in some sex conundrum with
fascinated
me.
With it.
I was just with my teacher when I wanted to have sex with me.
There's a lot of teachers in my lifetime I would have, for sure.
What? Had sex with? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Not
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
There were not a lot in my world.
It's a couple.
Oh, okay. Good.
Anywho, this teacher gives anatomy lessons. In a full bodysuit, skin-tight bodysuit, that maps out the entire human body in detail. Is that inappropriate?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, let me show you a picture. So, you know what a morph suit is?
Of course. A morph suit is basically an elastic suit that, like, if you see somebody on a green screen and they're not, like, a working character actor, they'll be all in one of those green screen jumpsuits.
It's like... And if you don't know what that is, it's like it's biker shorts all over your body.
Yeah.
Skin tight.
Sure. Yeah.
Here's what she's wearing. Okay? She's wearing a basically skin tight nylon.
What it shows is muscles. It's basically the muscle breakout. And she's hot.
She's very attractive.
Yeah.
And she basically looks like a skinless human being.
I don't think it's inappropriate.
I think it's a little
If she's wearing clothes underneath it, I don't think it's inappropriate.
It's forward because she clearly could just put this on a projector.
Yeah, but like all of these teachers are trying to figure out a way to help these kids understand this and learn it. What better way?
So she's like, check out my ovaries.
Sure.
Here they are.
Are ovaries sexy to you, Dan? You see a set of ovaries and you just want to pull it out and start yanking?
Here's where my heart is.
So what?
It's weird.
I mean, it is different. I don't think it's like, I don't think it's bad. Did she get in trouble?
I'm not sure. She's 43 years old. She said she was trying to find creative ways to engage with her students.
Like, that's it. Like, that's all she's doing. She's being a teacher. I'm not going to knock her for it. Maybe there's a better way to do it, but...
She found the full bodysuit on AliExpress.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
It's basically DHgate.
Yep.
She said she knew how hard it was for her third grade students to visualize the disposition of internal organs.
If it's third grade, then no. She's not doing anything wrong.
You don't think?
Nah, man. It's not sexual in any way.
The husband tweeted a few pics of her dressed up in the bodysuit and it went viral.
Yeah. No, man, I think she's fine.
And then someone tweeted, plot twist, she's always dressed up as a human body.
Those are her regular clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's her regular clothes and she's been wearing it all this time, I guess it doesn't matter. Wow. No, that's awesome.
I think it's okay, but...
You think it's bad?
I don't know.
You would have a problem with third grade Moxie seeing this?
It's a little worse than taking your team out to Hooters for a loss. No, it's not. I'll say that.
It's not worse. It's not even equal. It's not even the same thing.
Kids, these are my glutes. These are what glutes are. They're right here.
First of all, she's probably not talking about the muscles as much as she's talking about the guts.
And the lungs?
These are this is my large intestine. These are my small intestines. This is my stomach. Yeah, man. There's no her ovaries right there. Her ovaries are showing. I don't think her ovaries are right in there.
I think the ovaries are on the other side.
Yeah, are they there? I don't. I think she's missing some parts. She's just showing 1 degree of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's cool.
I think it's her.
I think I salute her for trying something new.
Yep.
But anyway,
ladies, gents. Episodes 1 through 10. Better hit them quick. They're about to go on Patreon.
That's right.
Exclusives.
They're no longer on YouTube. Okay. We're uploading our whole library to YouTube, so you're able to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very active place, actually.
Yeah.
Some of the episodes, people have really responded well to Dan wearing a diaper to Endgame.
Yeah. People want me to full pee in a diaper now. It's not happening.
That's funny.
Unless you give me some money.
Yeah,
then
right.
I'll do it.
Dan loves money. Otherwise, anything you guys liked, you heard on this podcast, please send us a message. We definitely love to put it up here. So jump in our DMs, send us a voicemail, click on the little microphone, record what you want to say. We'll obviously bring that onto the podcast the next week and talk about it in our recap segment.
Happy New Year, guys. We're back, baby.
We're back, baby. Have a great week. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening and laughing with the Dan and Cody podcast. Our email is danandcodypodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are on Instagram @DanCodyPodcast. Check out our website, danandcody.com, and you can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/DanCodyPodcast.
Subscribe, bitch!
Everybody play the tough guy to shoot, all right?